breeds there a man. Police Sergeant Mankiewicz was on the telephone, and he wasn't enjoying it. His conversation was sounding like a one-sided view of a firecracker. He was saying, "That's right, he came in here and said, 'Put me in jail because I want to kill myself.' 'I can't help that. Those were his exact words. It sounds crazy to me, too.' Look, mister, the guy answers the description. You asked me for information, and I'm giving it to you. He has exactly that scar on his right cheek, and he said his name was John Smith. He didn't say it was doctor anything at all." "Well, sure, it's a phony. Nobody's named John Smith. Not in the police station, anyway." "He's in jail now." "Yes, I mean it. Resisting an officer, assault and battery, malicious mischief. That's 3 counts. "I don't care who he is." "All right, I'll hold on." He looked up at Officer Brown and put his hand over the mouthpiece of the phone. It was a ham of a hand that nearly swallowed up the phone altogether. His blunt-featured face was ruddy and steaming under a thatch of pale yellow hair. He said, "Trouble, nothing but trouble at a precinct station. I'd rather be pounding a beat any day." "Who's on the phone?" asked Brown. He had just come in and didn't really care. He thought Mankiewicz would look better on a suburban beat, too. "Oak Ridge, long distance, a guy called Grant. Head of somethingological division, and now he's getting somebody else at 75 cents a minute. Hello?" Mankiewicz got a new grip on the phone and held himself down. "Look," he said, "let me go through this from the beginning. I want you to get it straight, and then if you don't like it, you can send someone down here. The guy doesn't want a lawyer. He claims he just wants to stay in jail, and, brother, that's all right with me." "Well, will you listen? He came in yesterday, walked right up to me, and said, 'Officer, I want you to put me in jail because I want to kill myself.' So I said, 'Mister, I'm sorry you want to kill yourself. Don't do it, because if you do, you'll regret it the rest of your life.' I am serious. I'm just telling you what I said. I'm not saying it was a funny joke, but I've got my own troubles here, if you know what I mean. Do you think all I've got to do here is to listen to cranks who walk in and... Well, give me a chance, will you? I said, 'I can't put you in jail for wanting to kill yourself. That's no crime.' And he said, 'But I don't want to die.' So I said, 'Look, bud, get out of here. I mean, if a guy wants..."